Reduce this a little. My soul is gone, actually. Yes. Are you having cold? Temporary. Temporary. ॐ जननी शारदां देवीं रामकृष्णं जगद्गुरुं पदपद्मे तयोस्थित्वा प्रणमामि नमो नमो. So our last class, I think, త్రిరూప భంగ పూర్వకం నిత్య దాస్య నిత్య కాంత భజన భజనాత్మకం ప్రేమ కార్యం ప్రేమైవ కార్యం. లాస్ట్ మీటింగ్స్ అయ్యాక డిస్టర్బ్ అవ్వబడుతుంది. సో వాట్ ఈస్ దిస్ త్రిరూప? అర్లియర్ యూ హ్యాడ్ ఇట్ 54 or 56, డోంట్ రిమెంబర్. దట్ ఈస్ సాత్విక భక్తి, రాజసిక భక్తి అండ్ తామసిక భక్తి. వన్ హ్యాస్ టు గో బియాండ్ ఆల్ గుణస్. వై? వాట్ ఈజ్ ఎ గుణ? దట్ విచ్ లిమిట్స్ బైండ్స్ ఈజ్ ఎ గుణ. ఈవెన్ సత్వ ఆల్సో బైండ్స్. బట్ ది వే టు గో అవుట్ ఆఫ్ ది బాండేజ్ ఈజ్ ఫ్రమ్ తమస్ వీ హ్యావ్ టు ప్రోగ్రెస్ టు రజస్, రజస్ టు సత్వ, అండ్ దెన్ వీ గెట్ ది స్ట్రెంగ్ to go beyond even sattva. Or another way is artha, arthaarthi, jignasa. We have to reverse it. So jignasa is the lowest class of devotion. People are interested in knowing what is, but arthaarthi, then they become a little more devoted. God alone can save. Then they become artha. Artha means what? Not for any worldly goods. Only I want nothing else, but this is called arthi. Sharanagata dina artha paritrana parayani sarvasya arthi hare devi narayani. That is the arthi. So one has to go beyond it. Then what does that person become? Nitya dasa. He will become eternal servant. What is eternal servant? Our idea of servant is somebody hired to do some job. That is not the idea. It is like every mother and father are the biggest servants of the children. From the birth, even before the birth, they go on dreaming about the children, and they buy also all the things ready. They work so hard for whom?
Child.
For the children. So the moment child is born, they become bond slaves. What makes them bond slaves? Love for them. This is the highest love we can get, parent love. Of these, mother's love is the highest. That is called Nitya Kanta, Nitya Dasya. Then Nitya Kanta, a loving wife, she will not think of anything else. She will not think of even her own comfort. Sri Ramakrishna describes sattvika wife, rajasika wife, and a tamasika wife. Tamasika wife says, I don't know how you go on working. I want to get these things. Otherwise, I will throw you out. The Rajasika wife is slightly better. So she understands, limits herself, but still selfish. Sattvika Stri wife. Sri Ramakrishna used to call her Vidya Shri. Vidya Stri. He will always think, my husband works so hard. How can I spend less so that he need not work so hard? So Lakshmi is supposed to represent. Why? She is the eternal devotee of the relationship is not husband and wife. The relationship is a God and devotee. So that is called Nitya Kanta, Nitya Dasya. Hanuman always will be at the beck and call of Rama. Yatra yatra రఘునాథ కీర్తనం. దట్ ఈస్ వై వి ఆల్వేస్ కీప్ సపరేట్ ప్లేట్ ఆఫ్ ఆఫరింగ్స్ టు అన్కట్ ఫుడ్స్. We have suspicion about everybody. Poison is mixed with there. Cut fruits means poison. Uncut means, you know, that was old and time. Now he doesn't know that we can inject poison into these things also. Know that? Bottles also they can inject poison. Unopened is this much. Anyway. So Hanuman represents unmotivated service. So if there is love, there would be service. What is service then? Expression of love. Love is what is inside. What comes out is service. See, if you love somebody, the way even you look at that beloved person is totally different the way you look at anybody else. It is said, and I know that I have seen that also, when a tigress gives birth to the cubs, it won't allow even the male tiger to come anywhere near, because he can eat up. When he's hungry, he can eat up. It will not allow anybody. So anything in the near above, I've seen one scene, there was a temple was showing tiger or I think it was a lion. Lion is lying down. Those. And the 2-3 cubs were playing there on a rock. And they came down. And unfortunately, there was a snake. And that is a special type of snake which can, what is called, spray poison into the eyes. So these children, probably it sprayed a little bit and stings very much. Meanwhile, it can escape. So they cried. And the mother understands what is playful cry, what is when they are in distress. Immediately, what dozy, immediately like a lion, it sprang and caught hold of the, but that also spread its eyes. The poison that, like that you can see clearly, that slow motion, you know, that spray is going there and hitting the eyes. A very accurate. These are all God-given gifts for them. It is not my enemy I am doing like that. I want to be out of danger. These are what they. So that is the natural tendency of every mother, animal, insect. There is one frog. The female lays eggs the downside of a leaf, big leaf. Small, small, small distance. And the male is supposed to protect. And there are enemies who know where the eggs are. So when they come, this fellow, he has got a lot of tricks. It will divert them, not allowing them. The birds also do that. So if any jackal or something coming, this fellow starts limping. The jackal thinks this fellow is a lame fellow, very easy to catch. When it comes near, it will, like that, coco, like that, it will do and jump somewhere. Like that, within a few minutes, it has taken part. Then that fellow understands, this fellow is not catchable. Meanwhile, it has forgotten about this. This is embedded in every creature. What is that? That unselfish divine love in the form of mother. యాదేవి సర్వభూతేషు మాతృరూపేణ సంస్థిత. దేర్ ఇన్ ఎవరీ క్రీచర్, ఇన్ ది స్మాలెస్ట్ క్రీచర్స్, ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ టెండెన్సీ టు ప్రొటెక్ట్ దేర్ యానిమల్స్. సో వాట్ ఆర్ వి టాకింగ్ అబౌట్? సర్వీస్ ఈజ్ ది ఎక్స్ప్రెషన్ ఆఫ్ లవ్. ఇఫ్ దేర్ ఈజ్ నో సర్వీస్, నోబడీ కెన్ నో వెదర్ దట్ పర్సన్ లవ్స్ ఆర్ డజంట్. మదర్ సేస్ గోస్ ఆన్ స్మైలింగ్, you are my baby, I love you. It doesn't cook, doesn't feed, doesn't wash, doesn't do anything. How does the baby know whether it is loving or not? So if there is love, there must be sufficient thing. But ours is broken. Why is it not nitya? It is anitya. Why? because we are also selfish people. So long as things are favorable, we love. And the moment something happens, we could become even deadliest enemies of love. But here, once a person goes beyond this, sattva, rajas and tamas, it becomes nitya. That is the most wonderful thing. So, nitya dasya, nitya kanta, bhajanatmakam. Bhajana means what? One meaning of bhajana is singing to the Lord, hearing the divine Vedas. But there is a Sanskrit meaning for it. Bhaja sevayam. Bhaja means seva. That's why the Omri Britam second one. Bhaktir bhagascha bhajana. Bhakti, bhaga, and bhajana. Three words. What are these three words? What is bhakti? Devotion. What is bhaga? Jnanam. What is bhajana? Seva. So, karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga. All these yogas are involved. What about Raja Yoga? That is embedded in the word yoga itself. Yoga means full concentration of the mind. That is yoga, chitta vritti, nirodha. Whether you are a bhakta, karmi, your mind should be totally thinking only about God, about nothing else. So that is what he says. Pre bhajanatmakam prema karyam. One should develop that prema. What is the goal of life? To love God. Ramakrishna specially tells this. What is the goal of life? To love. That is the only goal of life. So, interestingly, the word Bhagavan also means, Sanskrit many words, Bhagavan means freedom. Do we love God or do we love freedom? What is happiness? Freedom. You are hungry, hunger is removed, you are happy. You are free from hunger by eating, then you are happy. So something is paining you, you remove the pain and you are free from pain. So it is the freedom is the song that the soul sings. Swami Vivekananda says all the time. So we are all born, we are after freedom. So another name for God is freedom. That is why in Sanskrit, what is the word? Mukti. What is the meaning of mukti? Freedom. Liberation means you are in bondage, you are lifted out, is freedom. Now, the fifth part of this Narada Bhakti Sutras. He did not divide, keep it in mind. It is the persons who are commenting upon it. They have divided it into these five categories. Panchamo adhyayaha mukhya bhakta mahima. What is the glory? Mahima means glory. Mukhya bhaktas. Mukhya means the most important devotees. Who are they? Those who are endowed with parabhakti, supreme devotion. In their eyes, only one reality is there, and that is God, and no other reality is this. That's what we are talking about. 67 sutra, bhaktaha ekantinaha mukhyaha. So bhaktaha, devotees. So ekantinaha, ekantinaha. Anta means what? End, goal, lakshya. So what is the goal of man's life? Freedom. He only wants freedom. Suppose God says, I will be with you. You will be with me. But you will not be free. What is the biggest bondage? Biggest bondage is to throw away God. So the last bondage is personal God. Very difficult for people to understand. And that last bondage, personal God, is called Brahma Kala Vritti. So therefore he came to Sri Ramakrishna and wanted to teach him Advaita. All the ideas from the mind should be kicked out. Sri Ramakrishna said, I could easily though every single idea excepting one. What is that idea?
Divine
mother. Why? She was giving so much of joy to him. But this joy is coming from outside. What is the outside? Divine mother. It is coming from the divine mother. Until Sri Ramakrishna becomes one with the divine mother, you suppose she doesn't appear. He suffers. She appears, he is very happy. And she doesn't appear, it is very, very unhappy. Why? Because she is an object. God for us is the object. You are thinking about him. And he is inferior to any thought is inferior to you. You know why? Because you can think, you can stop thinking about him, you can think something else. Kartum akartum anyatha kartum. You understand? Anything you want to. As you see here, you can sit and listen. You can see just the beautiful smile. I am seeing the beautiful smile. Like, you know, like what? Like Vishnu, Mohini. She appeared at the end of the Samudra Manthana. And she divided the devatas and the rakshasas. Beautiful smile to the rakshasas. All the amruta for the devatas. Yes, you can listen. So you can choose not to listen. You can choose to listen to something else in your mind. Yes, that is our bondage. So any thought about God is a thought. Don't forget it. Until we become the subject and the object become completely one, it is a borrowed happiness. It comes from outside. Do you understand now? Ramakrishna was praying, "Oh mother, please appear." And she was not appearing. And what was his agony? He said, "If you don't appear, can't bear it anymore. I will go and commit suicide." And because of that viraha, Vedana, his body became so hot. Even his guru, Bhairavi Brahmani, could not hold the body. She had to put a blanket round his body and catch hold of his hand after the bucket, this one, blanket, and lead him to the Ganga. He used to say, he used to stand here like that and even, and then put one wet towel because he has to breathe. Burning. What is that burning for? Because he is separated from the Divine Mother. And when the Divine Mother appeared, he was equally happy. Nobody can understand that happiness. But this is a happiness which is coming and going. So that, we do not want that kind of. We want it completely, eternally, all the time. How can it be happy? That you remove the distinction between I and you. You are me, aham. That is the only remedy. There is no other remedy. That's why every happiness, all these paramasatya, you can meditate upon. Any great happiness that comes, it comes and it goes. It is sandwich. Every happiness is sandwich. By, you know, by what?
Sense.
By dukkha. Before also, dukkha. After also, dukkha. Ayo, it is gone, it has come, it has gone. Yes. Now, if you, logically, if you go on like that, you will be, it will not come to an end. You will be puzzled. Because dukkha is sandwiched by dukkha. Sukha is sandwiched by dukkha. Logically, it is expressed like this. There are two persons, A and B, a logical puzzle, A and B. A issues a statement about B, says B is a very truthful person. Keep in mind, B is a very truthful person. And then B says, A is a liar. Now, if you believe A, he is a truthful person. So you have to believe what he says. What is he saying? A is a lie. What is the statement? B is a truthful person. It is a lie. That means what?
What liars?
B is?
Truthful.
No, no. B is a liar.
Liar.
B is a liar.
He said truth only.
If B is a liar, he says A is a liar. That means A is?
Truthful.
Truthful. This is when we get to put in our brains. So, but I will tell you a most wonderful incident. This happened in the life of Swami Akhandananda. One day, he was very sick. And he was Vedantin. He studied all these books, Mano Buddhi Ahankara Chittani Naham. He was in pain. And he perhaps decided, I will give up this body. So he is telling, I am not the body. The moment he says, I am not the body, his body consciousness has departed. I am not the sense of it. All the senses is no connection. I am not the mind. I am not the buddhi. He was ascending from the lower plane to the higher plane, from the gross kosha to the satur kosha. At that time, suddenly he looked. Ramakrishna was standing there. So with a red bordered cloth. You know, Thakur never used to put on banyan or anything. You never see Thakur with a banyan or t-shirt or something. So with around his shoulder, seeing him, Akhandanandaji jumped up. Now seeing Thakur like that, jumped up. Wanted to fall at the feet of Thakur to make pranams. Thakur did not speak. He said, Akhandanandaji looked at him. What was he looking? He was seeing Mother Yashoda and Ambegal Krishna. Mother Yashoda has taken a ball of butter, freshly made butter. In this vision, she was a tall and hefty and heavy woman. So she wants to feed. That fellow is looking like that, always smiling. However mischief he was, he was only smiling. So she was advanced. And Krishna was slowly crawling her. Akhandanandaji saw the face of Yashoda. All the joy in this world is expressed in her face. Krishna said, this lady is very happy. I should not make that mistake. Then he turned his face and started crawling away. The moment Krishna turned away, all the dukkha in the sorrow in this world is being reflected in Mother Yashoda's face. Because without God, so she was trying to run. And heavy woman, she was like that, she was slowly. She was trying, but he was past. Who can catch? Dhorona, Dhorona, Radha Chakra, Akrura, chariot. All the gopis wanted to hold so that the chariot will not. When a song is there, you know, oh gopis, it is not the wheels that move the chariot. It is Krishna's will that moves the chariot. Your holding is not going to help anyway. So this lady could not catch. He was running away. And that fellow, mischievous fellow, now and then he is having a glimpse how near she is. So he saw that her face was full of sorrow, indescribable sorrow. Then he turned back and started crawling towards her. Instantaneously, her face changes. All the joy in this world was being reflected. As he is coming near, the joy is even more increasing. He saw she is very happy. Then turned back. So this play was going on a few times. And Akhandananji was absorbed. He was watching this. Then Thakur asked, Kere, Eita Kamo, Kere, how is this? You are telling, I am not the body, I am not the samsara. How is this? Immediately he fell down at the feet of Thakur. Janma janmantaradhidalli koda, adu beda, ide beku. This is the devotee's glory. He wants both. So the glory of viraha, that's why in the Vaishnava literature, you don't get it in South India. It is only in North India that bhakti, tremendous bhakti. So they composed a literature. It is called Padavali, Vaishnava Padavali. If they don't say Vaishnava, Padavali means it is about Radha and Krishna, Gopis, Radha and Gopis. So these are the two scenes, Viraha and what is called, again, coming to the death. What is both called? Yukta. Viraha and Yukta. Separation and coming together. So in the beginning, all separation, weeping, this, that goes on. At the end, Krishna suddenly appears. Then joyously they will sing another 1.5 hours. By that time, they sleep also. Nidra Devi also is coming. And slowly people will go home. They have discovered many things where South Indian Vaishnavas have not been able to discover. A little of it we can get in the glimpse of this Alvar's devotion to Lord Vishnu. You will get a little. So this is called Kanta Bhava. That is called Parakiya Bhava. Kanta means the relationship between husband, a good husband and a good wife. Chaste wife and chaste husband. Whereas this Parakiya Bhava is between a lover and beloved. So Radha was a married woman to somebody else, not Krishna. So is he an immoral person or immoral? It is this show, this strength of that. Because one's way is only a fact. If there is a fact and fiction, which means?
Fiction.
Fiction always means. That's why romantic love feels. I call it romantic theme.
Ashtapati
message. Huh?
Ashtapati.
Yes, it is all Radha and Krishna. Yeah. Tava virahe, like that Gana is doing. Beautiful. Bombay sisters have sung very beautifully. Priya sisters have sung some. Bali Murali Krishna had sung some. Ghantasala had also sung some. Ashtapati. Is called Jayadeva's Ashtapati. Beautiful. Okay. So bhakta ekantina, eka anta, only one goal in life. What is it? Me and God, nobody else. First point. Second point is, no bhakta ever wants to be completely united with God. He wants to be a little bit separate. But only two. That is why it is called dvaita. Dvaita means many things. But here dvaita means only two. I and God, and nothing else. So there are devotees, bhaktas, ekantina. They only want eka anta, only one desire in their life. I want only God. They are the most important. They are called mukhya. They are the most real devotees to be counted. Whether it is Prahlada, whether it is Dhruva, all these great bhaktas, Narada, Parashara, Pundarika. At the end, Narada mentions all those bhaktas. We'll get about it. Ekantinaha mukhyaha. So, when these great people, when they are together, when they are alone, are with somebody, how do they express that love? That is being described in this 68th sutra. Kantha avarodhana avarodha romancha ashrubhi. So first of all, kantha avarodha. They want to talk. But because of that joy, emotion, the throat is constricted, not able to speak properly. You know, when there is great sorrow, tragedy, they want to talk, but that emotion doesn't allow them to talk. This is also an emotion, but it is an emotion of great joy. So then, romancha, you know, horripilation, so we call it English. It is a very horrible word. What is horripilation?
Horrible.
Romancha means the hair stands on end. Ram Krishna is enjoying some devotion. His hair has stood on end. He's telling to them, look at the hair. Every hair is standing. Yam was a great devotee of Bhagavata. He heard about all those things. First time he was witnessing how a man could be this Romancha could come. Then Ashtravihi, constantly, continuously, tears of joy were flowing. What a great good fortune. How am I deserving this kind of grace of God? Because they are beholding the divine in themselves. Then with this kind of a bodily expression, parasparam lapamana, they embrace each other. When one devotee says, embraces the other. And then no other thoughts occupy their mind. So the words also, always words of only God. Sri Ramakrishna, this is a beautiful description. When a devotee is intoxicatedly dancing, first he says, you know, Rama, 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 like that. As the emotion increases, Ra, Ra, Ra. And in the end, he can't even utter the word Ra. And then towards the end, complete silence. Who is going to utter the word? And who wants to listen? Parasparam lapamana. Go on talking. The same thing. The more they talk, the more wonderful it is for them. Such persons are mukhya bhaktas. So when such persons are seen on this earth, what happens? Pavayanti kulani. They purify the whole lineage. It is said that if one person realizes God, 14 generations, 7 before, 7 later, they become free because of his greatness, without doing anything. But without doing anything, they could not have got this kind of son. They must have done a lot of tapasya to get this kind, simply move on the world. Free gift. Free gift will not come like that. It comes only as a result of great labor in Janma, Janmantar. Pavanani, Pavayanti Kulas. They are alone are called true sons. Then, Prithivimcha. They also purify the bhumi. Where they stand, that's why we have the habit of taking the dust of the sadhus, etc. So, what is it? These are the people dedicated to God. And therefore, if we take that one, we will also become what? Sadhu. See, our goal is not to remain as householders. Householdership is necessary to know that it is not necessary. It is complete. You know, waste of time. But we will not know it is a waste of time until we go through it and suffer. Iske liye Hindi mein kya bolta hai? Jeevan ek safar hai. Life is suffering. Suffer. Jeevan ek. English words and mixed words. Jeevan ek safar hai. These are some of the characteristics of the mukhya bhaktas. But even ordinary devotees, good devotees, they should not talk anything excepting spiritual matters. If you have nothing to do, just to do japa. If you have to talk about it, take a text, read to each other, discuss those things. You know, that's a rare thing to do that. But unfortunately, it is not easy. Because the other person, most fellows, they will get bored. And they may not like also.
Yes.
Okay, for a few minutes, we tolerate you. After that, nobody is it. So that is the condition. Then he says, what is it? Prithivincha, they purify the earth. What is the meaning of purification? Very important word. The more we are purified, the more our real nature manifests. So, in an analogical manner, what you can say, the more a student studies, the more his innate knowledge becomes manifest. This is again Vedantic idea. All knowledge is within you. No knowledge comes from outside. And Patanjali also gives that expression. Swami Vivekananda brings that expression out. All knowledge is within. Then, what is the proof of that? What is the proof? Analogy of it. There is a spring of spring underneath the earth. But there are some stones and other things which are not allowing the spring water to come out. So your digging process is not to bring the water. It is already there to remove the obstacles. And the moment that store a few stones and other things, automatically the water just gushes. That's what happened. We wanted a well here. So one gentleman offered it. He had this boring machine. So he came one day. So he will not give money. Yes, I will do this service too. So he brought his own machine and we were all watching. You know, it is at the end of where that Swami number, room number one, it is
yes.
At that place. A little, it is a temple outside. So we were all watching. Afternoon. So we went on digging. All rocks, these are flying. You know, there's a big, screwdriver like that. Thick bits. It was going round and round and round. Only it was of this size. And then inside there is a drill. Huge bits. And it was throwing out like that. So it went 10 feet, 15 feet, 20 feet. You are there. And the moment it went to 20, 22 feet, wow, water seeped. The people are all standing. It's all falling all over. It's fall as much as we want. This is what we want. What joy, you know, that water, so much water was there. Then he himself constructed one small tank and then permission pump. So we used to store the water, pure water. Because this also lake is there, you know. Mm. Underground water is there. Plenty of water is there here.
Sure.
And this temple was being constructed below, underground. The whole thing was flooded. How much of cement we have to put to stop it? Some 2 years, 3 years back, again it has come like that. So much water is there. Actually, that was dug for a simple purpose of, if we have dug that one, then that water we are empty, so it won't go to the temple. Unfortunately, somebody closed it. Should never have closed it. Then constructed and put pipes here for all the neighbors. They used to come and then take water from here. Take as much water as you want, because it is going on, increasing. All the Amsur Lake is coming out here. Anyway, what is it? Within each one of us, knowledge is like that. But it is obstructed by this, some stones means what? Ignorance, etc. What does the teacher do? He helps us to remove the obstacles. The moment obstacles are removed, all knowledge is removed. All knowledge is, you want to be a musician, you want to be a politician, you want to be a scientist, you want to be an artist, you want to be anything, everything. occasionally it comes up in the form of ideas. Even though it's not a very good example, but I'm giving you some example. It's Amazon, eBay, all these really one idea. Somehow the idea came to this person. Now you see, worldwide, Amazon India, Amazon then USA, Amazon UK, everywhere. What a brilliant idea it is. This is one of the most honest companies. You order anything, they will send you. You don't like it, no questions. They will themselves arrange and take. They will ask you what is the reason. So most of the people, their reason is that there is some problem. No questions asked because they are not sending it. They are not their goods. They are only agents for some other people. It is not in their hands. They will refund the money or they will replace the object. It depends upon the honesty of both the customers and the company. And it is doing very well. eBay, same thing. Your goods are protected. Nobody can cheat you. If anybody wants to cheat you, Amazon, that eBay will deal with that. But you will get back your money if there is any problem. So what am I talking about? This knowledge is there, but that person worked hard, that creative idea had come forward, and he became very rich because of it. So if anybody can dream of some useful something, and now, even though you people know more than me, these phones, you know, Android and iOS, these are the two important operating systems. You use your brain and create a small application which will be very useful for you, for everybody who is looking for help. So immediately, you can become a millionaire. Why? How much do you get from each customer? It is only $1, half dollar. But how many people are downloading that application and through the company? Many people became millionaires by adding very useful applications. Say WhatsApp. We are all using WhatsApp. So we can greet each other. WhatsApp. What am I talking about? All knowledge is, whether it is scientific inventions, a person becoming rich. If you study their lives, very few people became rich only by cheating and hook or crook. They have some brilliant ideas, concretized it, and because people found it useful, these ideas have given tremendous riches. So we should never become what is called jealous of those people. Bill Gates, for example. Idea. Simply caught hold of the idea. Microsoft caught hold of the idea. Anyway, this is the explanation is, if I am divine, divine means I am Brahman. And Brahman is Sat Chit Ananda Swarupa. Then all knowledge should be within me. All existence should be not within me. I am all knowledge. I am all existence. I am all Ananda. Some obstacles are there called Maya Shakti. Remove the Maya Shakti and you regain back your nature. So earlier he said, these Mukhyabhaktas, they not only purify their lineage, they purify the whole earth. That's why he says, Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthani, Sukarmi Kurvanti Karmani, Satchastri Kurvanti Shastrani. Three beautiful descriptions are there. What is that? Tirtha. You know what is Tirtha? A holy place. Wherever a person practice devotion, spiritual practice, and progress in spiritual life, that place becomes holy. What is the basis of it? So just like, you know, you go on bringing some pebbles, put it in one place. In course of time, what happens? The pebbles grow and grow and grow. It can become even a hill or a mountain. Exactly similar to that. You collect the thoughts. So there is what we call vibration, thought vibration. That's why you sit in the temple, and you get another feeling. Sitting anywhere else, you get another feeling. Why is it? So an ordinary temple gives so much of vibration. Where a Mahapurusha is born, where a Mahapurusha actually became Mahapurusha. An ordinary Purusha became a Mahapurusha. Sadhana, through sadhana. There the vibrations will be what is called intensified, embodied. Sri Ramakrishna used to give an example. Water is everywhere underneath. Very difficult. You are thirsty. What will you do? Water is there. But what is the point? But somebody takes the trouble to dig a well. The moment a well is dug, instantaneously, not only your thirst is quenched, anybody who wants. So what is the speciality of this one? Water is there before us. Water is there now us. Previously, it was not obtainable, accessible. Now it is easily accessible. That place is called Tirtha, holy place, Punyakshetra, Punyatirtha. That is Kashi, Rameshwaram, Vrindavan, Haridwar, Badrinath, Kedarnath, you name it, every whole India, it is there. If you go to England, where is a holy place? He says every place is full of holes. Holes means, you know, you go there, you become a hole. They suck all your, whatever you have got, and they will suck you out. They want to, yeah, magnet is there, you pull it. How much money you have got? What is a credit card? They make you? Spend money. That is, you think that, Baba, they are giving, I don't need to pay now. It is like karma fala. You have to pay later on. Enjoy now and pay later. Only God is a wise person. He says, pay first and enjoy later. Now I'll give you payment. Enjoyment first, whatever. First pay, afterwards I think whether I should give you something. Tirthas. A tirtha, a place becomes holy because of holy people. So, when such holy places are there, every sincere sadhaka, he goes from place to place and there is holiness, he will borrow it. He goes on borrowing. But one day, he becomes perfect. Siddha. No more a sadhaka. Now he is Siddha, perfect. The moment he becomes perfect, he has a spontaneous urge to go on pilgrimage. Tirtha. This time, he is not going to take. He is going to replenish. That is why he says, Tirthi means a holy person. Kurvanti Tirthani makes a place holy. Ramakrishna went on only two or three important, Vaidyanath, Devghar, then Kashi, then Vrindavan. Only these few places. Because these are the most important places of pilgrimage for every Hindu. So when he went, what did he do? By his very presence, his replenishing the whole thing, like flood water. It was simply dry, trickly. So minnows are playing. Now as soon as he went, it is completely flooded. So whenever it comes to that state, some great person will go there and mix. Then what did Holy Mother do? She went to practically all important places. Kanyakumari, Rameshwar, Madurai. All places. What do you think he was doing? Tirthi Kurman. Tirthan. So he makes the whole thing, brings back the glory of those to the new state, new awakening, new faith will come. M was asked, what happens when an incarnation, God incarnates? This faith just flourishes in most hearts. If there is small faith, becomes very strong. If there is no faith, a little bit of faith will come. Excepting few people, everybody will get the benefit. So this is the glory Tirthi Kurvanti Tirthan. They make holy places even more holy. Sukarmi Kurvanti Karmani. Sukarmi Kurvanti Karmani. Karmani means action. What actions? Scripture-oriented actions alone are called actions. By observing them in their own life, they make them authentic. So, I want to give you one example, one or two examples like that. Holy Mother's mother, Jairambati, there is one Shimhavahini temple. So, Holy Mother's mother, she had some health issues. There, in those days, there were no doctors and others, you know. So she went to Divine Mother and she took a vow. I will not eat food until you tell me the remedy. And within 3 days, he got the remedy. Very funny thing also happened. The Devi appeared and said, "Don't you know this is our sleeping time? I'm feeling the imaginary conversation. Ola, I thought we are human beings only sleep. It's the first time I'm coming to know gods and goddesses also sleep. So it is a new information we are seeing." Then that Devi had given 10 minutes lecture how at this time of the year they should not be disturbed. Then Shyama Sundari said, "Look here, mother, instead of wasting your time and my time, just tell the remedy and go back to sleep." Yeah, just less than 1 minute. Just tell the remedy and go back to sleep. You are spoiling your own sleep. Anyway. So, immediately she got cured. The neighbors were so shocked. "How did you get well?" He prayed to the Divine Mother. She gave me the remedy. Since that time, many people got cured. Many people got cured. So, like that, that is one incident. Another incident is, you know, the scriptures give us remedy for all the tapatrayas. Because we don't know anything about how to remedy. We have to go through the suffering. The same scriptures also have to show us a way. Like we go to doctors, this is the way to get out of your suffering. So there are so many mantras out there. So this Shringeri Shankaracharya, the present Shankaracharya's Paramaguru, Grand Guru, he was a mantra siddha. So one day, There was a Muslim family. They don't know anything about the mantra. But rich people. They had one son, I think maybe 2-3 years old, and he got some pain in this. So he stopped eating food and continuously crying. They exhausted all the medications which others could give. No remedy was there. So one day they decided to go to some other doctor or something like that. They had a car and they were driving. When they were driving, the driver was a devotee of Shringeri. He knew about this Swami. So he said to them, "Say, look here, there is a great Swami. He has got powers. So why don't you?" The men, they were dead against. "He is a non-Muslim. How can we go being Muslim?" The wife heard, he said, "I will kick you out. What is a saint is a saint. Whether Hindu, whoever can help my child, is enough. Now, you go if you want, I will take my child." They had no option. So they stopped the car. They did not come in. So the driver took to the Swami and told she is suffering because her child continuously crying and not able to eat. And stomach pain, intolerable pain. The child is unable to express it. So the Swami asked her to sit, took the child in his lap. There were some few people there, and he started passing his hands. That the nearby people clearly heard he was reciting a shloka from the Quran. They were shocked. But they have never seen the Swami even touching the Quran. So he did for a few minutes. Slowly the child he stopped crying. Then he, for probably 2-3 days, he did not eat. He was ravenously hungry. All this is disappeared. Then he, Swami told, now you feed your child. He's very hungry. So the woman took the child and fed her milk. Meanwhile, the men folk heard about it and they came there to pay their respect. Swami, we are suspecting that you are not a Muslim. So we didn't want to come. But because my wife forced us to stop here, we are very thankful. Then the Swami said, in religion, there is no Muslim, non-Muslim. We are all children of God. So we follow the same sadhana in every way. You call only by one name, we call by another name. So don't cherish all this, what is called narrow, constricting ideas. So he bade goodbye to them. And meanwhile, the driver, before he visited, at that time, the Swami gave him a small, peculiar Ganesha. And after many years, something happened and that Ganesha was practically spoiled. So the driver was called in this time because he stopped after many years. So the Swami called him and said, when I went to such a place, somebody gave me 3 Ganeshas. And I kept 1 Ganesha for you that I will give you. I know you will receive me. This is for you. The man was shocked because he wanted 1 Ganesha. He did not know when he is going to visit, etc. This kind of miracles are very common things. So what was I telling you? That by performing certain mantras, ordinary people like us, we lost faith in that, they are affected. But these great souls, they repeat the same mantras and they get the effect. By seeing them getting the effect, we also get a little bit of faith. If we do, we also can get the same effects. This is called tat karmi. So any actions, good actions done, will be done. They will become sat karma. Please come. Sit down. So they becomes good karma. Sat shastri kurvanti shastrani. Shastrani means scriptures are made. The scriptures, they always tell us something very good. But we have lost faith in the scriptures. Every scripture. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna is a scripture. And this Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, every single sentence uttered by Sri Ramakrishna is coming from the mouth of God. That's why Bhagavad Gita. Why is it called Bhagavad Gita? The Gita that came from the mouth of Bhagavan is called Bhagavad Gita. What is Gospel? That is also Bhagavad Gita only. Because if you believe Sri Ramakrishna is Bhagavan, then he is what comes from his mouth. What else comes from God's mouth? One thing, Gita will come. Gita means what? That which is brings joy to us. That is called Gita. If somebody says, I sing for you, and then whatever sleep you are getting, that is also disturbed. But it is not called Gita. It is Gita. The newsensical disturbance. All this rock music, whatever little sleep you are getting, you will lose after hearing for something. You can become mental. That is why it is called metal. If you hear metal music, then what will you become? Mental. If you hear rock music, what will you become? Hard rock. This is the kind of music. You know, they experimented on music. Russian scientists experimented the effect of music on plants. You know that?
Whenever Jagadish Chandra Bose also hit.
He did not experiment that. He discovered the plants have feelings. But here they experimented. What they did, there are certain fast growing creepers out there. There is one creeper. Every day it grows at least a meter. Every day. You can clearly see hour by hour how it is growing. So they put some creepers there. They put 2 speakers like that. One this rock music. And the other one, Ravi Shankar Sitar. And from this speaker, Ravi Shankar's classical, from here, rock music. Slowly, these plants were made. They veered and came and lovingly surrounded themselves around the speaker. That shows, and they were very happy. That is why when Krishna used to play flute, that even the fruit trees used to bend. Because they are so happy. Cows were so happy. And gopis and gopas were very happy. The whole world was very, very happy. And it is said, Yaksha, Kinara, Gandharva, invisibly they stand round to hear. Because what music can come from Krishna? Only one music can come. You know what is it? Thou art divine, like Madalasa, rocking her devi. What is that? Tvam Brahmasi, Nishkalaha, Niranjanaha, Sada Muktaha. This is the Nitya Shuddha Buddha Mukta Swarupaha. She used to credit and then sing this song. Tvam Nitya Buddha. So first child, as soon as you grew up, became sannyas and ran away. Second child, same thing happened. Third child, same thing happened. Fourth child, the husband came and said, Amma, at least one child for ruling the kingdom. Then she slightly changed her tune and said that you have to be a good king like this, in between also this. So it is, the legend goes, for it is true, don't ask, but this is, these are the ideal stories. What she did, he became the king. His father died, he became the king. You're okay?
But
you're telling them about it on anyway. What are you talking about? So, she was old, she was about to die. Then she gave one small, what is called a kavitaitu antame? One small copper robe, inside written something. So, around his neck. Before dying, she told him, my son, whenever you are in the greatest difficulty, then you open it and read it. It will come to your head. So she passed away and he became very good king. But as it so happens, once he had to run away from that place. So one day a king, another day a pauper, running away for his life. So somehow he entered into a deep forest, sitting there, brooding, why this had happened to me. I was a good king. He was a really great king, loving his people, working for that. So then, quietly he was doing, what shall I do, what shall I do? Then he remembered the mother's advice. So this is the greatest period of difficulty. He opened it. And then he read, these two will pass away. Everything will pass away. Your kingdom, if it opened, these two pass away. Now he is a pauper, these two pass away. Everything in this world pass away. So that he became very consoled, energetic, went into the next kingdom and enrolled himself as a soldier. Being a wise king, you know, well, he very fast, he advanced. And then after some time, the king was so impressed, he made him his commander-in-chief, and then he married his own daughter to him, and then he, after that he became the king. Then that was, that kingdom was having large army. He came back bashing. As soon as the other king, the king who threw him out, heard that he was coming, immediately before war started itself, he came and Dasoham. So he surrendered himself like that. Then he forget the king, you go back to your own kingdom and started living. So such great people are there. All these teachings are there. Those teachings will always, they become neglected. ఇంకో సార్ట్ వాట్ గ్రేట్ పీపుల్ విల్ డూ దే విల్ యాజ్ ఏ దే విల్ టేక్ అవుట్ ఫ్రమ్ ఓల్డ్ యు నో సమ్ ఓల్డ్ దే ఆర్ గ్యాదరింగ్ డస్ట్ సమ్వేర్ ఇన్ ది బాక్సెస్ దే రిమూవ్ ఇట్ ఓ దిస్ ఇస్ ది గ్రేటెస్ట్ ట్రెజర్ దట్ అవర్ గ్రాండ్ ఫాదర్స్ హావ్ బిస్టౌడ్ అపాన్ అస్ సి హౌ వైజ్ దే వర్ దే విల్ డెమాన్స్ట్రేట్ దెన్ పీపుల్ ఓ యు ఆర్ హ్యావీ బట్ వి ఫర్గాట్ హౌ టు యూస్ సో దిస్ ఇస్ ది story of this. So that in a town, two people were living in a rented house. The first floor and ground floor and first floor. Ground floor, one bhakta was staying. Upstairs, one gnani. They were always hated each other. So whenever they say, this fellow is he will say, Jainarayan, Aham Brahmasmi. One day, this Gnani thought, I will not follow anything. So when the Bhakta was out, he took a piece of chalk and wrote, Soham, big letters. So, and then he was very happy. He went away. And then the Bhakta came back. He saw, his eyes became red. So he added one Da before.
Da Soham.
He was very happy. He went inside. Then the Gnani returned. His eyes became red. So he added one Sa. Soham, Da Soham, Sada Soham. Always I am that. And he went upstairs. The Bhakta was watching the whole thing. He came out. His eyes became red. He added another Da. I am not only Da Soham. Dasa Daso. So the question, the case of Hriday, that he was a companion, divine companion, along with Avatara, that he came. But his role was, first of all, to look after Nirankara. It is to illustrate the power of Maya. He became, instead of becoming enlightened in the company of holy people. And who could be holier than his own mama, Sri Ramakrishna, became arrogant. But for me, if I was not looking after you, your Paramahamsa hood would not have been there. Because I was looking after you, you were able to meditate and do all those things. Otherwise, you would have been dead long back. That kind of arrogance had come. So he had to be taught a lesson. So yet, when he was separated from Sri Ramakrishna, then he realized what a terrible mistake he had committed. Then he came several times to see Sri Ramakrishna. His death was also a very miserable day. So, you know, he was so poverty-stricken that ultimately he became a cloth seller. So he would, in villages only you will see, there was some small, you know, pieces of cloth for women, to bodies. And few saris, all for village and like that. Few shirt, dhoti, like that, few bundle. And roam from village to village. A few people will buy a little bit. And this is how he eked out his life. And in that condition only he passed. So it is to show the lesson to us that a holy company is okay. Automatically, it will not make us holy. We also have to be a little bit cautious. Am I deriving the benefit? So we have to learn the lessons. How are they living? See, if you have got company, you also learn how is that person living. And if I am keeping his company, and if I don't change my lifestyle, I am going on in the same world living. That's not holy company at all. So it doesn't do any good. That is why they had to suffer a lot. It is teachableness. But it is only for this life. Because he came along, Sri Ramakrishna. Then his body drops off. In Mahamaya, so many things can happen. That is. Oh, Janam, Shavadam, Deshayam, Ramakrishnam, Jagat Guru. పాదపద్మే ప్రమో